My fellow Americans and all those that love God and liberty from around the world, tonight you're welcome. I want to welcome you back to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Yes, it's been a busy day today, as it always is here at our two police and military associations. One is the Police and Military Against the New World Order, and the other one is Anabet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. We just sent out our latest newsletter to our readers out there and getting a lot of good comments back on it. We're just volunteering our time here for the reasons that we've explained on this program before, that there are a lot of police officers and soldiers out there that love God and liberty. They love our republic, but they don't know how they can be so easily used unwittingly to subjugate the American people. Police and soldiers around the world have been used to subjugate their own people generation after generation. So we understand this, and work here as volunteers is to make sure that we do not have that problem in America, where the American police and soldiers will be a part of enslaving the American people under the anti-Christ, anti-freedom, United Nations world system that's upon us today. So anyway, along that line, we study, and we study a lot. Everything we can get a hold of, we study, and have for many, many years. And one of the things we've studied is the leaders of the world and what they've said. We've read their writings and what they believed in and so forth. And we're so fortunate because the leaders of the world have talked about this world conspiracy spoken of about in the Holy Scriptures as the world government system, the Antichrist world government system. And we have the quotes of two prime ministers, Supreme Court justices, presidents, congressmen, senators. And the one we want to deal with tonight, once again, is a quote by Senator Barry Goldwater about this international cabal that wants to put all the nations of the world together in a one-world government. We'll be right back and discuss that at length when we return.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Zales, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenney Creek Road, Zales, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Jack McLam, and it's good to be with you tonight. And as I was saying before we went to the break, we're going to be talking about the most serious issue we can talk about on the planet tonight. The political system, according to Senator Barry Goldwater in his wonderful book, With No Apologies, written about 30 years ago, stated that these international crime families would try to take over the four centers of power. We've discussed this several times before. In his book, he said they would try to take over in America the political system. Well, they certainly have. We have a Republican socialist system and Democratic socialist system. If you don't believe it, you should come to the Soviet Central Committee here in Idaho County, Idaho. Did I say Soviet? I mean Republican Central Committee. And you won't see much difference, actually. And then the Democratic Socialist Committee. Monetary, it's been taken over, and FDR himself said that in a letter to Colonel E. Mandel House, that the monetary system in America had been taken over by the underworld of Europe and America since the days of Andrew Jackson. That's the seventh president of the United States, and he's absolutely right. The intellectual would be taken over and consolidated. And then he said the ecclesiastical. Now, there is no more important issue we can discuss on the face of the earth at this time than how the ecclesiastical, the churches of America, have been turned away from God's law and how they've been turned into apostasies. that the Lord said would happen in these last days. So just to share with you the importance of it, John Adams said, our Constitution was made only for a religious and moral people, and it's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. Folks, we cannot have a Constitution. We cannot use our Constitution and have it succeed if we are not a religious and moral people. James Madison said, we stake the whole future of American civilization not upon the power of government, far from it. He says we stake the future upon the capacity for each and all of us to govern ourselves, to sustain ourselves according to the Ten Commandments of God. Benjamin Franklin said, man will ultimately be governed by God or by tyrants. What are we governed by today, folks? It isn't God. George Washington, Andrew Jackson, Daniel Webster, I could go on and on and on telling you that the most important issue we can discuss today, if we want to get back under our constitutional republic system of freedom, is we have to get back under God's system. We have to get back under the Bible that the foundations of this nation was built on. So tonight I've asked our dear pastor, once again, Pastor Joe Jackowitz, to be with us. Remember, about a week and a half ago he was with us. He's the U.S. Marine and former correctional officer, is with us again tonight. And he's going to talk to us tonight, not what we talked about a week and a half ago, which was how the seminaries were taken over. Remember, we discussed how the two communists testified before the House on Un-American Activities in the early 50s. That was Bella Dodd and Carl Pruschen, and said how the communists had taken over the seminaries to destroy the teachings of Jesus Christ. Have they succeeded? Well, we're going to go to Pastor Joe Jackowitz right now, and he's going to pick up the microphone and tell us how the church has been affected today by the corruption and the apostasy that's about in our churches today. Pastor Joe, welcome back to the program.
Thank you, Jack. It's a blessing to be with you once again. And I agree with you that the ecclesiastical aspect, the church, in other words, aspect of our nation and our people, in other words, the spiritual condition, the spiritual thermometer of the church is always a reflection of how the people, the economy, the political, monetary, and intellectual condition of the nation will be. And all of the problems that we are seeing in politics, in the financial institutions, the breakdown of our universities and colleges intellectually, is a direct result, according to the scripture, of the moral failure, the unfaithfulness and unbelief and lack of spiritual effectiveness of the Church of Jesus Christ. And once the church goes, once the church drifts into spiritual death and apostasy, once the church loses its power, its vision, its convictions, its heart for God, and its insistence on standing on the Bible alone as the only rule of faith and practice, once the church loses its vitality and the power of the Holy Spirit and is given over to being synagogues of Satan, then the rest of the nation goes. And that's where we are at right now. The prophecies in the Bible, Jack, concerning the last days, apostasy and unfaithfulness of the church, which is a mirror of the decline of Israel in the Old Testament leading up to their captivity in Babylon and Assyria, and ultimately during the intertestamental period between the 400 years between the last prophet of the Old Testament and the New Testament, sees great silence in God's communication with his people. And we see Israel, when they were inspired to crucify Christ and give him over to the Romans, God at that point cast off his people temporarily. I believe the Jews will in the last days repent nationally and come to Christ. But God cast off his people temporarily as his representative people on the earth to proclaim his word, teach his word to the world, and be that example that God wanted national Israel to be. And the church, in a very real sense, is doing the same thing as God predicted the church would do. Not every church, thank God. There is a remnant group of churches that are still faithful to God and still have some semblance of life and sound doctrine, but they're few and far between. I'm sure your listeners can identify with you and me, Jack, because you and I have spoken a little bit about how hard it is to find a good church, that you've got to go out of your way. I mean, sometimes driving 2-3 hours. I know people who drive 2-3 hours to go to a local church because they can't find one that seeks to strike that balance between teaching sound doctrine and maintaining the love of God, the vitality of the Holy Spirit in church life and fellowship.
Yes, we have that situation right here in our little town, too. And I'm happy to hear people have a church like that 2-3 hours away because we haven't found one yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think what's wrong with the church today, first of all, Jack, is the man-centered movements that are getting the majority of churches and pastors and believers caught up in them. And it's a sad commentary on the lack of discernment of these people. Because the majority of church people and leaders, and that means more than 50%, okay,
yeah,
are being swept up with movements like the Word of Faith movement, the Church Growth movement, the Health, Wealth, and Prosperity movement, the Laughing movement, and other movements and isms that are overwhelming the church. We see really the life and the truth being sucked out of the local church. And these man-centered movements appeal to the flesh of man. They appeal to the greed of man. They appeal to man's narcissistic and self-centered nature, so that if an individual in a church comes into contact with one of these movements, the Word of Faith, the Church Growth, the Health, Wealth, and Prosperity movement, and we can throw many others in there, if these people are not sincerely grounded in their motives and reasons for knowing God, walking with God, seeking the Lord, serving the Lord, they will be swept up in one of these movements. And in the last days, Jesus says in Matthew 24, where he lists the signs of the times of the last days, Jesus says three times, the only sign of the time, he mentions three times that many will be deceived. Not a few, but many, or I would say most. And the Bible does say many are called,
yes,
but few are chosen. Many get the religion of Christianity. They know about Christ, but very few come to know Christ in their hearts. And so it's a very scary and shocking thing to consider. And even true believers, the Bible says, are scarcely saved. True believers, the few, not the many, but the few, have a constant battle with the world, the flesh, and the devil. And it's these man-centered movements that so many get caught up into that appeal and cater to the greed and the self-centeredness of man. I think the second thing what's wrong with the church today, which mirrors Israel's decline and depravity just before their collapse, is the broken leadership of the church. Jack, can you count the amount of scandals that church leaders that we have seen among very well-known church leaders, the Jimmy Swaggerts, the Jim Bakers, and the hundreds, maybe thousands, of obscure, unnamed pastors who have quietly resigned and slipped back into their previous possessions because they fell into adultery or were caught stealing, or we look at the entire Catholic priest dilemma, where the church is sacked of millions of dollars in lawsuits because we don't have one or two notorious priests that have molested a few or 100 boys. We've got hundreds and hundreds of priests.
Pastor Joe, hold that thought right there. We're coming up on our break. Folks, we're listening on the Republic Broadcasting Network tonight. We're thankful to be here, and we'll be right back after these important messages. Stay tuned now.
At 11:40 p.m. on April 14, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are in a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security. And there is a storm brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we are on a course with a similar destiny. What are you going to do? Hop aboard a well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great-tasting dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat. For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sanjian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT-60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
Before on this program that at the Constitutional Convention, at the founding of this Constitutional Republic, the Enemies of God was in that Constitutional Convention and heard the foundations that this nation was built upon and started immediately to tear down those foundations. And our founders there talked about that foundation. And I think Andrew Jackson, the seventh president, summed it up very well and succinctly when he said, the Bible is the rock on which our republic rests. And that's exactly what they rested this republic on. So it was that French historian, Alexis de Tocqueville, that came here in the 19th century and said that America is great because America's good. If America ever ceases to be good, it will cease to be great. That is why, Pastor Joe, I know you know we're going down the tubes, because America has ceased to be great. Ceased to be good, so we're ceasing to be great. I think it was, one of the other guys said that we can't, it was Daniel Webster that said, if we abide by the principles taught in the Bible in this nation, our country will go on prospering. Are we prospering anymore? Everything's going down because of what Pastor Joe's talking about, folks. We're going away from the Word of God and the churches themselves. Pastor Joe, pick up the mic again and continue on, please.
Sure, Jack. And the reason why we're prospering is because we're in the last stage of prosperity, just like Rome was before its collapse and the pagan marauders came down from Germany and so forth, they experienced a last monetary and hurrah of abundance of goods. Same thing with Israel before their calamity and their dispersion and their chastisement by the Lord. They experienced just right up until the carrying away into captivity and they're being cast aside, they experienced a last minute of prosperity. And I think we see the same thing here in America. We are on very fragile ground, and there's an ominous judgment hanging over our nation. And as you mentioned, you quoted these leaders or founders of our nation that said America's good, and the reason why they knew that America was good is not because America by itself is good, because God said about Israel, I did not choose you because you were any better than any other nation. Yeah. God said, I chose you because I chose you. It was my sovereign choice to show my love to you and pour out my grace upon you. And the same thing is true with America. God just chose America to accomplish his will and purpose in the world at, for a time such as this. There's nothing good in and of ourselves inherently.
Right.
And God just happened to providentially and spiritually influence many of the founders who had become Christians. Many of the signers of the Declaration of Independence were pastors, and they knew, even some of the unconverted signers had a tremendous respect for the scripture. Many of them were raised in Christian homes and were very moral men. Yes, some were deists, but I don't think many of them were. Nevertheless, 200 and some years later, fast forward to 2005, and we are beginning to reap the judgment of the last 40 or 50 years of the sexual revolution and so forth. And so we see the church at the weakest point since America began. The church in America is at its weakest point right now. And like I said, Jack, the first thing that's wrong with the church today is these man-centered movements. The second thing, which we finished at before the break, was the broken leadership of the church as seen in the scandals, as seen in, for example, unconverted ministers have overrun the church. Many ministers, as long as they get their Master of Divinity degree or their education, or they buy from one of these ordination mills a certificate, they can become a pastor. There's few standards and little accountability.
They're in business. That's right.
They're in business. And so if you have an unconverted...
Many of them looked at it as a business. Yeah.
It's a business. How can they convert people? How can they be used by God to convert people if they're blind leaders of the blind, if they don't even know Christ themselves? We see women in the ministry in unprecedented numbers. In Jeremiah 3, God curses a nation or a people when he raises up children and women to be their leaders. We see so many problems with church leadership, and that's the main problem with the church, because we are only influenced by the good or the evil by our leaders. And so the biggest problem is not necessarily with the church. I isolate it even further to be with church leaders. The third problem, I think, that has caused the church to be apostate in these last days is the bad methods of evangelism, which many pastors are using and which have flooded the church with an enormous amount of counterfeit Christians. Many who profess to be saved, they walk down an aisle, they sign a card, they make an outward profession and a mental acknowledgement or agreement with the doctrines of the Bible, and then a week later, a month later, a year later, they go right back into the world. It's because very often pastors, church leaders, and churches are using wrong methods instead of the preaching of the gospel in the power of the Holy Spirit to produce conversions, which only God can produce through his chosen means. And if we depart from using those scriptural means of producing conversions, and in those that are converted, sanctification, then we will produce a lot of chaff and not wheat.
Okay, Pastor Joe, another break coming up here. We're at the bottom of the hour, folks, and we hope to open the phone lines up tonight in a little bit. Okay, hang on there, and we'll get back with Pastor Joe. Such an important subject tonight, folks. I hope that you have your family around the radio tonight. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Flood your body with oxygen. Now, why would anyone want to flood their body with oxygen? Obviously, our bodies love and need oxygen. If most disease-causing microbes can't live in active oxygen, and you safely increased your tissue and fluid oxygen levels, just like you were taking a supplement, what would happen? Hi, I'm Mr. Oxygen, Ed McCabe, and I wrote a big book about all known ways to supplement oxygen in the body. It's called Flood Your Body with Oxygen, Therapy for Our Polluted World. Get the details at OxygenHealth.com. OxygenHealth.com. You can get Flood Your Body with Oxygen at your local bookstore or order it by calling 800-247-6553. That's 800-247-6553. Thanks, and happy oxygen.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
At 11:40 p.m. on April the 14th, 1912, while plowing recklessly through an ice field, the HMS Titanic collided with an iceberg. 2 hours later, she was resting on the bottom. Today, you are on a similar ship, the USS America. She, too, is plowing through history, promoting reckless fiscal and monetary policies amid tides of terrorism that threaten our security, and there is a storm a-brewing as if even nature was against us. Like the Titanic, we're on course with a similar destiny. The question is, what are you going to do? Hop aboard our well-provisioned lifeboat with Ready Reserve Foods. Contact Ready Reserve Foods and ask how you can prepare your family with the basic survival needs. Call 1-800-453-2202 for great tasting, dehydrated foods that require no refrigeration and keep preserved for years. Preparedness never made more sense than it does today. Call 1-800-453-2202 and stock your lifeboat.
And it's so good to be back with you tonight. This is such an important issue we're talking about tonight. Could there be a more important issue? We're always talking, Pastor Joe, around the nation about getting back under the Constitution, getting back under the Bill of Rights, getting these elected things that we elect to uphold their oath to defend the Constitution. But there's no way to come back to freedom without the Prince of Peace and the man, the God of heaven, our Creator God, that gave us freedom and liberty, and He gave it to us because we were a people that were called Him King of Kings, and we worshiped Him in this nation. And so there's no better time than right now when our freedoms are being taken away from us every single week in this country. We're going under a despotism. We're going under a bondage, really, in this nation, brother, and then to talk about how to get back under this free system in America, and it's through the Lord Jesus Christ, without any question. Pastor Joe, please continue on.
Well, we can see the declension of our freedoms constitutionally as a direct result of taking off or running from the freedoms that we find in the Bible and in the Lord Jesus Christ himself, because Jesus said, he's the way, the truth, and the life. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
That's right, the truth.
And the church needs to be free today from its apostasy, its moral decline. It needs to return to the light, the life, and the love of God in the Lord Jesus Christ. And when that happens, we can be able to more fully enjoy the other freedoms he's given us by his common grace in America and in guaranteed in the Constitution. But we're looking at the problems with the church today. And, Jack, I think some of your listeners are able to identify with some of the things we've talked about, because you can't go very far in your church experience without running into some of these problems, such as the man-centered movements we've seen and the broken leadership and the bad methods of evangelism. But another problem with the church today is the overemphasis on politics and social action. And this has sapped the strength, the spiritual strength of the church. It's caused prayer meetings to close up, and we all go over to the polling place and stuff envelopes. It's caused Bible studies. It's caused to close up. It's caused us to stop reading our Bibles and praying in our prayer closets. Instead, we're taking signs and marching in front of the abortion centers. And I'm a firm believer in social action, but not where it eclipses and takes the place of and usurps our spiritual life and time spent with the Lord, which alone can preserve the life of God in us. Jack, the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, the Libertarian Party, and its leaders cannot save the church. Only Jesus Christ, the head of the church, can.
Amen, Brother Joe. And I'll tell you what, our problems are is that we're not spending enough time in the Word of God. Personally, we're paying some guy to read it for us and interpret it for us. And nowhere in the Scriptures are we able to pass on our obligation to study the Word of God to some man or woman that's supposed to interpret it for us. And then when we get into the church, we find pastors that are truly government agents because they have 501c3s, which the IRS restricts what they can say. They have state charters, which we've had a judge tell one of our doctors, Dr. Everett Sullivan, right in the courtroom one day, asked him if he had a 501c3. He said, certainly our church does. He said, the judge says, do you have a state charter? And he says, certainly we do. And the judge said, right from the bench, he said, the state can come in then and burn your church to the ground because you're a state entity. You belong to the state. And Pastor Everett Sullivan, Dr. Sullivan, almost fell out of the doggone chair he was sitting on. And so we've turned to government so much. And today, government restricts us to teaching about 30-40% of the Scriptures, Pastor Joe. If you notice on television, folks, if you watch these glitterbugs on TV, if you go to your local church, almost 95-99% of the time, the pastor's talking about how we should treat each other, how we should, become more financially stable, and all of these things. And they don't talk about the things that the government doesn't want them to talk about. So
nor do they talk about the things that do not have a mass appeal to people.
That's
right. You start talking about sin and repentance,
oh,
and they return to the God of the Bible and the old-fashioned religion of Jesus Christ, which is in the Bible, then you're going to greatly narrow and constrict people who resonate with that message. But if you talk about how to get more money, how to be healthy, how to be free from any problems, if you talk about how to deal with trials and tribulations, then you'll have many, many listeners send in their money and get the tapes and listen to the pre-digested studies of pastors who've gotten their teachings usually from books, from other pre-digested material,
yes,
and not from the Holy Spirit and from heart study and the Word of God themselves.
Seems like it's a feel-good movement, Pastor Joe, they're teaching, the feel-good movement, and they inspire the people, they get them all revved up, and
it's a feel-good movement, we've got to, there has to come a point where we have to say enough is enough. I know, Jack, what I'm saying and what you're saying tonight are really stepping on some toes. But only the people of God, in a collective agreement with intestinal fortitude and conviction of the Holy Spirit, are going to be able to rise up and throw off these professional, unconverted pastors in our evangelical conservative churches and get Holy Ghost-filled men of God who will not compromise, who will not bow to the government, who will not open their doors to the government and to every ism and every fad and every gimmick to try to come in and keep the attention of the people, because they don't have an appetite for God himself produced by the Holy Spirit in them.
Yes, that's right.
And I think another sign of the time or thing that's wrong with the church today is the unscriptural training method of our pastors. I think the model of the contemporary seminary institution is antiquated. It's a Catholic model that began in the 4th century, where we take men out of the local church, which is the natural native environment where they're to study under the oversight and tutelage not only of their local church leaders who know them the best.
Right, yes.
But the people, we should have a return to a combination of congregational and pastoral leadership where, as the scripture teaches, the congregation makes the major decisions, such as the calling and election of church leaders after a testing process where they don't come in and just preach one or two sermons and they know the candidate for a week or two and then they vote. No, let them get a job. Let them work for a couple of years in the area. Let them join the church so his life can be examined. We've got people or pastors taking over pulpits who are child molesters, who have skeletons in their closets going back that are very deep, and they are not qualified, according to many of them, according to the scriptural qualifications in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus chapter 1. So we've got the unscriptural training method, which is training pastors to be religious businessmen and marketing experts.
Oh, yeah.
Because the curriculum of seminaries are changing to teach pastors how to fill churches with big numbers. Plus, there's a great disproportionate emphasis on academics in training pastors and seminaries, which has produced a powerless, ineffective pastorate. They're preaching sermons, 15, 10, 15, 20 minutes, that keep their attention filled with stories, anecdotes, jokes, self-centered emphasis on the pastor. And it's not changing any lives.
Yeah, they hire the best performer, it seems like,
yeah,
pastor. Yeah.
And so another problem with the church today is the bad teaching and the shallow teaching. We're bringing in all kinds of strange doctrines and doctrines of demons, and people are not questioning it. And the seventh thing is worldliness. The church is filled with the world. Most churches have brought the world in. And you can't tell the difference anymore between the world and the church. And we see the immodest dress. We've even got bars and coffee bars and alcohol bars and entertainment centers. We've got sports centers, music, and all the rest. And we're just bringing the church and trying to use the world's methods to draw people into the church, because the goal is numbers.
Pastor Joe.
When you bring the people in, Jack, you have to have a message to share with them.
Yes.
But once you bring all the people in, they don't want to hear the message, because these are worldly people who have been drawn into the church by worldly attractions.
Right. Pastor Joe, would you like to open the phone lines up for
sure.
a minute? Okay, we'll continue on. And Pastor Joe, let's give out your information, contact information. But folks, get on the line. We don't have many minutes left, but please get on the line if you'd like to talk to Pastor Joe. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Pastor Joe, this is tough teaching, but it's the way I grew up back in the 40s and 50s with the old fire and brimstone ministers. You didn't want to hear it, but doggone, he knew you needed it. And that's what we're doing today. We're talking about things that aren't comfortable, but doggone it, we're going to have to get back under God if we're going to get back under freedom. in our own lives today. So, Pastor Joe, give out your contact information, would you please?
Sure. If any of our listeners would like some information, I've written some papers on subjects related to the apostasy of the church. I can give you some positive information on how to maintain your first love in your own walk with God as well as in your local church. I'll send this information to you free of charge, no hidden costs or anything. If you contact me through a couple of ways. First, my phone number is area code 510. Get a pencil and pen. Write this down. 510-537-5173. That's 510-537-5173. And my mailing address is Pastor Joe at Christ Bible Church, P.O. Box 20989. That's 20989, Castro Valley, Castro like the dictator, Valley, California, 94546, 94546. Or you can go to our website and send me an email with your address and requesting the information, and I'll send it to you. Our website, our church website, we have a lot of literature you can download free of charge, is www.christbiblechurch.com. .org. No spaces, all lowercase, www.christbiblechurch.org.
Very good. Very good, Pastor Joe. Let's go to our first caller, Renee in North Carolina, was it? Renee, are you there?
Yeah.
Welcome to the program, Renee.
You know, when they came out with that saying, "What would Jesus do?" I got all hopeful. I thought, you know, maybe people will crack their Bibles and they'll actually look in there and see, yeah, what would Jesus do? You know, and unfortunately, all it did was sell bracelets.
Yeah. The problem is, Renee, the Church of Jesus Christ is not built spiritually by slogans and catchphrases. It's built by the power of the Holy Spirit alone through the preached word, and by no other means. And
well,
we can sell bracelets, we can open up Christian candy stores or Christian bookstores, I mean.
Yeah,
and sell all kinds of shallow, superficial, topical teachings, books. It costs many publishers $1 or $2 to print a 100-200 page paperback book, and they slap a $10-15 price on it. It's an abomination. It's sickening to me.
It is, and the thing is, it got twisted up, and it got twisted up. It's nothing new. This didn't happen in the last 30 years. Actually, I think this goes back even probably, it started going wrong probably before Constantine. The thing is, when you look at how Jesus treated women versus how the church has treated women, it's just two totally different things. When people that followed Jesus, they didn't have the moral and ethical character that he did, and they succumbed to their lust for power. They got things kind of messed up. And
Renee, one of the things that people have to understand in the church people, good church people, who get frustrated and cynical and even eventually leave the church because some of the terrible things that they've seen and some of the abuse they've experienced is because they don't understand that the church, the visible outward church, is going to be a mixture and always has been of believers and unbelievers as depicted in the parable of the wheat and the chaff by the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus, or the servant, in that parable said, "Master, should we separate the wheat from the chaff?" He says, no, lest you also get some of the wheat. He says, let them grow together until the very end, and then the reaper will come and separate the wheat from the chaff. So the wheat and the chaff, when you go into the church door on Sunday and you walk into the sanctuary, all those people that you see outwardly are a mixture of saved and unsaved. But in heaven, there will only be saved, and God alone knows who they are now. We who are alive, the truly saved believers throughout the whole world. So if you realize that, you'll understand why you experience a Mr. Stumbling Block or Mrs. Grouchy, or you have people who don't seem to manifest the fruits of the Spirit ever in the churches, because there are some people who are not saved. Jesus said, by their fruits you will know them.
Oh, I agree with that. But the problem is, a lot of times it's even, as somebody called in earlier, a lot of times it's the leadership of the church that, right, that has gone so terribly wrong. And the
Not a lot of the time. Almost every single time. If you get a godly pastor who has made intercession his main ministry, who prays over his sermons and prays over his shepherding ministry, I guarantee you that God will protect that church from schism. God will protect that man, and even more so, you'll see much fruit coming from that ministry, fruit that loves to be tested, because when it's tested, it will always be preserved.
You see, Jesus, when he went off to pray, when you look in the Bible to see actually what Jesus did, the only time he was ever in a church, he was madder than a wet hen. And when he prayed, he would go off alone to pray. And he would pray silently to his Father, you know. And so, you know, it's until they clean up their act, I think that's what people should do.
Thank you, Renee. Thank you. We're out of time here. We're going to take this break, and then we'll have a couple minutes left. Call back again, Renee, if you will. Pastor Joe, hang on there. We're coming up on our last break, and we'll be right back, and we'll have a couple minutes left.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today, because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world, and Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body.
We're going to come in hot here. We've only got a couple minutes left. We've got Jim on the line from Texas. Hang on just a minute, Jim. Let's get out the pastor's contact information one more time. That's fair.
Okay. And by the way, Jack, I will send, I have a remedy for the apostasy of the church. It's called A Spiritual Vision for the Local Church.
Okay.
It's 6 points. I don't have the time to go over it now, but if sincere pastors, church leaders, and local churches will give themselves over to seeking God for these 6 things, we can be like an oasis in the midst of a barren and thirsty land. We can be faithful to the end of the world. If they will contact me, I'll send them this outline of A Spiritual Vision for the Local Church.
Very
my
good.
Phone number, 510-537-5173. That's 510-537-5173. Or send me an email from my website at www.christbiblechurch.org. That's christbiblechurch.org. One word.
ChristBibleChurch.org. Let's go real quick to Jim in Texas. Brother Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you, and God bless you both. And Pastor Joe, I want to reaffirm something you said so that people will understand it. The problem with the church is the church itself nowadays. There's the church growth movement, Billy Hibble, Robert Schuller, Rick Warren, and these are men. And they have interpretations, and they paraphrase the Bible, and they have all these change agents, and they're not preaching the whole word of God.
Amen.
Go out and preach the soft and cuddly and warm and fuzzy, and there's none of that in Revelations either. You have to teach the whole word of God, the unchanged, unfailing word of God, or you are a Pharisee. If you are not for Christ, you are Antichrist. By not doing anything, you are Antichrist because you're not part of the solution.
That's right. And that's one of the 6 points in maintaining a spiritual church, which is the only kind of church in the eyes of God, which is having a Christ-centered ministry. Everything
goes
back to Jesus Christ.
They're all about Federal Reserve note ministries now.
Yes. Read Psalms 94:16, folks. Psalms 94:16.
Well, if you look at
words there. Rise up, he said. Stand up for me against the workers of iniquity. He didn't say stand in your prayer closet and pray and do anything. Put feet to your prayers.
Yep, we got to do both. And it says in 1 Peter 2:5 that we are a spiritual house, a holy priesthood offering up spiritual sacrifices. And in Ephesians, we're a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. And it's through our weakness. It's through our recognizing that we can't do anything. In and of ourselves, we have nothing, we are nothing, and we can do nothing without Jesus Christ. Looking unto Jesus, trusting him, believing his promises to work powerfully through us, and always giving him the glory. Yes, putting feet, not just being hearers of the word, but doers, that he will, in time, he will work through us individually and in the local church mightily.
Amen, Pastor Joe. Listen, we're totally out of time, Jim and Pastor Joe. Appreciate you guys being with us tonight and all the listeners out there.
Got to
get out of here, and Pastor Joe, we want to get you on again, okay?
Okay.
Talk more about this. It's a deep subject, as they say, and we've just barely touched the very beginning of it, okay? Thank you, Pastor Joe.
You're welcome.
All right. Good night, folks. And don't forget, folks, this old cop likes to give you my pledge every once in a while. My pledge is a nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order absolutely never. I give you this pledge because you know why. This old cop truly loves you, America. Good night.
Berkelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making
bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.